On FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Police in Sydney have arrested a man after he drove a vehicle filled with gas bottles into the underground car park of a police station. It's being described by local media as a suspected terror attack, but that hasn't been confirmed. Adam Masters is a journalist in Sydney.
Speculation is rife. Obviously, there are fears regarding national security. It remains a pertinent issue across many countries around the world. However, at this stage, it's simply too early to speculate on the motive. Police have not released any information on the matter.
KMFM News.
An inmate has been taken to a London hospital following an alleged assault at a Kent jail. Emergency crews, including the air ambulance, were called to Rochester Prison just after 8:30 this morning. The extent of the victim's injuries are not yet known. New guidance is suggesting we take supplements because we're not getting enough vitamin D. Public Health England's blaming poor diets and indoor lifestyles, although experts say during autumn and winter, the body struggles to make enough of it. Nutritionist Nicole Berberian often sees people who are deficient in vitamin D.
It gives you so many spurious conditions, like people just feel under the weather, feel weak, feel tired, and so easy to rectify with a very simple, cheap supplement.
KMFM News.
There's a warning crops may go unpicked if the thousands of seasonal workers who normally come to farms in Kent are stopped from working in the UK following Brexit. 4 weeks since we decided to leave the EU, the National Farmers Union says the decision places huge uncertainty on the industry and access to non-UK workers. Nick Ottewell employs around 100 foreign staff at his farm near Westmorland.
Everybody wants their British strawberries in the summer. Hopefully everybody wants these lovely lettuce in the summer, and hopefully common sense will prevail and we will find a way of doing it. I don't think we can staff this farm with British people. I don't think seasonal work lends itself to British people.
A Greenhithe man who attacked a taxi driver and threw a brick through a lorry driver's window whilst posing as a police officer has been jailed. A court heard the cabbie had a knife held to his throat and £50 taken after picking up three men in Dartford last July. 40-year-old Daniel Coates from Carlton Avenue has been locked up for more than 8 years.
KMFM News.
There's good news for commuters in East Kent today. The damaged Folkestone to Dover train line is going to reopen sooner than expected. Bosses have confirmed the £39.8 million repair project will be completed by the autumn ahead of schedule. The track was closed last Christmas Eve when huge cracks appeared in the sea wall. We've tweeted a video of the repair work that's been done via at KMFM News. An investigation's underway following a fire at a derelict farm building near Sevenoaks. The barn on Telston Lane in Otford was well alight when firefighters arrived just before 8 last night. Crews were still at the scene this morning and power to several nearby properties had to be cut.
KMFM News.
More parks and gardens in Kent have been given prestigious green flags this year, including for the first time a shopping centre. Bluewater has been honoured for its outside spaces. Richard McElwaine is from Keep Britain Tidy, who give them out.
So it's not just a brick-built shopping centre, it's actually an opportunity to spend the day there and actually go out and relax in the parks and the gardens, just as you would at any normal park.
33 venues in the county will be flying the flags in 2016, two more than last year. And Pixie Lott says she'll definitely be back in the recording studio after her latest stage project comes to an end. The Kent-born singer is starring as Holly Golightly in Breakfast at Tiffany's in London's West End until September.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. first-choice.co.uk.
Russia's track and field athletes will be banned from next month's Rio Olympics. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the Court of Arbitration for Sport has rejected the country's appeal against a suspension which was imposed by the IAAF following evidence of widespread doping. The International Olympic Committee is yet to confirm whether to block Russia from competing in all sports, though. The biggest star in athletics, Usain Bolt, hopes this will deter future drug cheats.
Listen, if you cheat, so if you go against the rules, then we're going to take serious action. This will scare a lot of people or send a strong message let you know that the sport is serious. We want to clean the sports up.
Football, and we're expecting Sam Allardyce to be announced as the new England manager today. He's understood to have won the race to succeed Roy Hodgson. Elsewhere, Gillingham's second pre-season friendly has ended in a 1-1 draw. Last season's top scorer Bradley Dack put the Jewels in front after 76 minutes at Billericay last night before the home side equalised 2 minutes later. And if you missed the cricket result last night, Kent's championship game against Sussex at Tunbridge Wells ended in a draw. Kent's eighth of the season. The next back in action tomorrow night when they take on Essex in the T20 Blast at Canterbury.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.